Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Janine Herbst. In Miami today, Hillary Clinton made her first appearance with her running mate, Virginia Senator Tim Kaine, calling him a progressive who likes to get things done.
I have to say that Senator Tim Kaine is everything Donald Trump and Mike Pence are not.
The two appeared in the crucial battleground state of Florida, where Kaine made some of his remarks in Spanish, telling the audience we're all Americans and saying he's proud of the country.
And isn't it great already? I mean, isn't it great already? What a great country. You know, as I look back over these experiences, what I've learned is that God has created a rich and beautiful tapestry in this country. It is a rainbow of cultural diversity that embraces all people.
Kaine is the former governor of the state of Virginia. A suicide attack in Kabul today has left 80 people dead, more than 230 wounded. Jennifer Glass is in the Afghan capital.
The Islamic State has claimed responsibility for the attack on a peaceful demonstration of mainly ethnic minority Hazaras, a Shia minority in a predominantly Sunni country. The Interior Ministry says three suicide bombers were responsible for the explosions that left bodies scattered along a main road not far from the traffic police headquarters. The large crowd of demonstrators calling for a power line to be rerouted through their poverty-stricken province had started to set up tents in the street after roadblocks prevented them from getting to the presidential palace. That complicated efforts to get the injured to hospital. It's the deadliest attack in the capital since 2001. Afghan President Ashraf Ghani declared Sunday a day of mourning and promised revenge. For NPR News, I'm Jennifer Glass in Kabul.
The state of Illinois has a new law limiting how police can use devices that gather cell phone data. NPR's Rob Stein has more.
The law regulates technology known as a cell site simulator. Police use it to gather cell phone information about people who are targets of criminal investigations. But civil liberty advocates say the technology also gathers cell phone data from hundreds or even thousands of other people in the area. The new law requires police to delete the information of anyone who isn't a direct target of their investigation within 24 hours. It also prohibits police from accessing data not authorized by a judge. A dozen other states have adopted similar regulations. Rob Stein, NPR News.
In Baton Rouge today, a sheriff's deputy killed last weekend with two of his colleagues is being remembered as a man who would help others before himself. More than 1,000 people packed a church today for the funeral of Brad Garofola. He and two other officers were killed in an ambush last Sunday. This is NPR. A tropical storm warning out in Hawaii as Tropical Storm Darby headed toward the islands today. The National Hurricane Center says the storm has weakened and slowed as it approached Oahu, the Big Island, and Maui. The storm is expected to bring heavy rains and high winds. Parts of the Big Island have already seen heavy rains and thunderstorms ahead of Darby's landfall. Two major wildfires are burning in California. Bob Hensley reports both fires have resulted in mandatory evacuations.
In Northern California, firefighters are battling the blaze that is burning in the scenic Big Sur area. The fire has prompted hundreds of evacuations and threatens 1,000 homes. The blaze began Friday morning in the Garapata State Park near Carmel. The park has been closed for the weekend. More than 300 firefighters are on the scene. They're hampered by wind gusts that have reached 70 miles per hour. Firefighters are struggling to contain the so-called sand fire in Santa Clarita in Southern California that is spreading through the Angeles National Forest. At least 300 homes have been evacuated. For NPR News, I'm Bob Hensley.
And the fire has also forced the evacuation of the Wildlife Way Station, a private sanctuary for exotic animals. It has around 400 animals and around 160 acres in the national forest. Also, smoke from the fire near Los Angeles is sending smoke into the city. Authorities have issued an air quality alert. A Russian balloonist has landed safely in the Australian outback after a nonstop 11-day around-the-world trip. The 65-year-old is claiming a new flying record for that trip. I'm Janine Herbst, NPR News in Washington.